imputing, you know, the form, and imputing something as a form, you know, the form as a form, is kind of
Dōpe pa tā tōng dōre. Dōpe pa tā tōng dōre sī tā, kōrō mūne chīma mā yō, mīga pa tā pa tsaṁ tā kā rāngi, zū zū mīngyū mā yō sī lā dōre, sī lā dōre, sā tsaṁ bī, tē rā rāng lāp tū yā mā, tē lāp nā kā rē. Tāng jī wē, chī tāng jī mīda dōpe pa tā tsaṁ rē, sā tā kā rāngi lā kā tē lō tō chē gō rō. Tē yā kō lō yū tū yā mā, lō tū yā mā.
So if it is not existing, if it didn't become from its own side, that is it merely imputing of the mind? Is it merely imputed? Or, you know, designated by mind?
Yeah.
So, you know, if the mind only school, you know, cannot say yes, you know, to that. If you say yes to that, then it becomes, you know, same as, you know, the Prasangika school, which says nothing exists from its own side. Everything is merely imputed by mind. So mind only school cannot even say yes, you know, it's not merely imputed by mind. And it's not, it didn't become, you know, the basis of the form. The form didn't become basis of the form by itself. Yeah. So that's why it becomes a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm. Jushirasi nandu pegile na ra, tanzu koichi mwari. Yuji rangi tenji jitu pe tonga dana tere. Wa, teya ne, chiyuta pe tamo. Dode gudu gudegi ta tongi, mare dode gudu shutegi tonga jini deja.
The emptiness, that is the form's emptiness of existing by way of its own characteristic, as a base for assigning the term form, and it is the subtle emptiness of the phenomena.
Ta san tamba la, rwa zung zung chibi min chibi jujil kani chimba raya san tamba la trayon di san tamba nidela raya zung zung chibi mingi jujil raya jujil chimba raya te zung korangi rawangi chimba ma raya ane zung la zung chibi mingi taba tang zung korang ngayni chimba nito chimba raya se ane tajibya taba raha mayin kini la
so when it says that the form and is the basis for the term and the form, and the form was assigned as the basis, assigned as the basis, you know, of the term form, and the form is assigned as the basis of the term form. And how was it assigned, or how did it become the basis of the form, the basis of the term form? You know, it's not from its own side, not only from its own side, not merely by imputing. Imputed by mind, but from the both side, it's also imputed by mind, and and some part of it, coming from its own side, becoming the basis of the term form from its own side. So that way it becomes a little bit different, from the Prasangika Madhyamaka school, which says it's only imputed by mind. And then the next example of the subtle selflessness of a person is an emptiness, that is a person's emptiness of being self-supporting or substantially existent. So that is the same as the Bhavachikachumara. So both Bhavachika and Sautantika explains or accepts the selfness of a person in that way.
So next is about
the conventional truth, and so we'll discuss that in our next class. So today you gave the exam, right? How did it go?
I lost.
It's 수 됐대 맞습니다.
야, 아니 다 됐다. 그때 가서 봤는데 좋아요. 저들이 열.
Any question now? 거기서 스카.
스카.
아,
it's
on the topic of conventional open truth. I had a question. I don't know if it relates so much to this class. Sorry to bring it.
Really?
Because I was reading about the differences between schools, how each one has, and get to just pull this, how each one has a different definition of conventional ultimate truth. But then I thought I read somewhere that even within like Prasangika Madhyamika, and then you have high school with Tantra schools, and even within those, there's different definitions. So I'm wondering, how does it all relate if it's Prasangika Madhyamika view, even though there's a different definition of convention?
Kasi?
Ale, pana na dabani shiga ora, na mada kono dabani. Tapena, pana kasa, ando tajubu lu kora chinara, tajubu lu ora ya, ando tajubu lu nana ya, oma up kasa yagi, ando nga ni nyamne chingin desa ora, nga nyamne chingin ora, pana, nga lame nyamne chingin ta, ta nga omo nyamne chingin desa ora, 졸라드니 쳐버려 버렸어요.
갑쳐요.
네, 군대된 바다 된 바다 군대된 바다 된 바다 때 나라면 하나 싶을 때 된 바다. 배나면 나기 나지 죽이 나로 싶을 때 된다는 문제는 쳐버려 버렸어요. 그래서. 배나 군대된 바다 된 바다 군대된 바다 내 쳐버려 버렸어요.
나라면 가는 시에 동반이야 당. 이제 뒤서 가는 시에 동반이야 타라 매서요. 들을 때 들어 봐요.
네. 다만 라멘 나냐면 맞다 나를 버시어라. 그러나 나 자주도 저주 나주도 나도 나면 되나 나도 나면 되나 나도 되니어라. 되니 나한테 군대 대바 타라케 버려 왔어요.
군대 대바 타라케 하시다요.
마 되니 나로다. 군대 니 일단 이자다 다집 로그 맞지 마자라. 이나다 나긴 나 나그리 바카와서.
나만 맞아. 그러다 전에 년년 챙겨라. 센터에 따와서 전에 년년 챙겨 뭐 보여. 샘텀에 따라서 이제 년에 지금 막 똥바 통발 해야 되는데 뭐 용이야? 이나요 가사티 뭐 라면 가는 시에 배는 타지비로 똥바니 땅 시에싱을 들 가는 시에 똥바니 땅 타지를 매세요. 그 더만 시 그거 없어 하고
없는. So there's no difference in terms of emptiness. There's in according to or like the emptiness explained in the Ayas of Tantra, and the emptiness explained in the and a profession of Wisdom Sutra. There's no difference. Yeah, so there's of course there's no difference if they both like the Yoga Tantra or the Anuttara Yoga Tantra, they both are in the Prasangika Madhyamika school, then there's no difference in terms of the emptiness being explained. But of course there are many Ayas of Tantra practitioners, who assert the mindfulness school view. So of course in that term, in that case, that would be different.
Bena gama te yare. Nale de keba chenpo loyu chujong. Sanyu meche pe keba chenpo. Yena kope sento me tawa chakwa yonge. Yena kona sento me tawa den dewe peke sanga nyame chenpa la tene gama na rale de dine pe toba chenpo chenpo pe 가서 오늘 무마임에 카르마도 봐 그런 시합 오늘 배 연세명 거대 들리고 배 또대 그렇게 되는 거지요. 뭐 추정세.
And then there's other the great practitioner Lobun Chögyong in Nalinda Monastery. So and he used to he used to meditate on the High Silver Tantra, but he had a very strong view. Of the Chitta Madhyam school, even though he had a strong view of the Chitta Madhyam school, but he was practicing the High Silver Tantra, and so through that he gained a great realization. They said that there used to be like many dagas and dakinis around all the time, around his place, around his room.
Mm-hmm. 아니 요거 나네다 비면 나나 마주 와지는 거 또 봐 또 보지는 쉐발 쉐바세 쉐발 와 쉐발 팬은 요거 저 제나네 근데 저기 베로 왔으니까 사자가 단 람레 콩도 세르다 나네테 케마 쳔보 다 도토 쳔마도 차 예요.
And so later, you know, he left the monastery and you know, he became, like a wandering practitioner. He went out and doesn't stay in the monastery, but he went out and to practice the tantra, and that's how he was later known as Mahasiddha Bhairava. So that he's the like the source of the the Lamde teaching in the Saitya tradition. And so anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that in the as a practitioner of the highest yoga tantra, there can be also a practitioner of the Siddha Martin view.
So what does it mean when they say Hinayana Arhat?